I welcome you all students for this session on managerial economics. Managerial economics. Before we begin with what managerial economics is all about, let us focus on economics. What is economics? To begin with, as you see here, economics is a social science, in which it tries to study how society allocates, society chooses and allocates the scarce resources. Resources are scarce. So how the society chooses and allocates the scarce resources which have alternative uses in order to produce the various goods and services which will be used for the present and future consumption. So, I repeat, economics is a social science which studies how society chooses and allocates the scarce resources having alternative uses to produce the various goods and services that can be used for meeting the consumption needs of present and future generations. Now, that takes us to the next concept, goods and services. What are goods and services? Any particular thing which has the capacity to satisfy human wants will be considered as goods and services. So we say want, satisfaction, capacity. Anything which has the capacity to meet the human wants will be termed as goods and services. As humans, we are all buyers of various types of goods and various kinds of services. The goods and services get divided into two categories, tangible and intangible. The physical assets that satisfy our needs, we call them as physical goods, physical assets. A house, furniture, the electronic devices and the ready-made food packets have the capacity to satisfy your need. Come under the category of tangible goods. We also buy various kinds of services. Education, telecom, insurance, etc. They belong to the intangible categories. So, the society allocates the resources which have alternative uses to provide these various kinds of goods and services. But, the resources that are required to produce these tangible and intangible goods and services are scarce. That takes us to the next concept, resources and scarcity. The very first thing which comes in our mind is, what is a resource? When we go to business firms and we move around to see the various inputs that are involved in the production process, we say these are resources. Sometimes, when we recollect our school days and remember in our classrooms discussion on resources going on, natural resources. So, our resources classified as natural or just the physical assets lying in the company. In economics, let me tell you, anything can become a resource. Anything. If you are highly frustrated and you feel like hitting against a wall, the wall becomes your resource. So anything can become a resource if it has the capacity to be used for producing a given output. I was just giving you an example of a student or a child who is frustrated and wants to hit against the wall. The wall became a resource for outlet of that frustration. So resource can be anything as long as it can be put to a particular use. So, in economics, anything can become a resource if it can be put to a specific use. Broadly, resources get divided into four categories: natural, financial, human, and material. I will just write it so that you get an idea of how resources are broadly classified. N, natural resource. H, human resource. F, financial resource. And M, material resources. Now, that makes us go ahead with the next upcoming problem, that resources are not many, plenty, unlimited. In fact, resources are becoming scarce. We are all aware about the rising pollution level in our cities, in our country. We are aware of fast depleting natural minerals and wealth. That brings us to the concept of scarcity. Scarcity, anything can become scarce if the demand for it in comparison starts rising. Now, can anybody think of water being scarce, air being a scarce resource? Both water and air come under natural resources. Can water and air be scarce? No. We have plenty of water, we have plenty of air. But water is becoming a scarce resource because of rising demand, rising need. So whenever the need for anything starts rising, more than its availability, scarcity crops in. Air is a free good. Air is plenty. But air, when we talk of less pollutant or pollutant free air, it is, yes, scarce. So students, economics is a subject which is focusing on scarcity. If resources were not scarce, there would never have been an attempt to study the subject of economics. So with that, we go back to what economics is. It is a social science that studies how society allocates the scarce resources, resources which are scarce, which have alternative uses to produce the various goods and services that fulfill the present and future consumption needs. With that, we finish the concepts of what economics is about.